Connor here with an easy way for you to start the new year cleaner with the only company I trust to deep clean my carpets, Zero Res. This January, Zero Res has a great deal for you. Get a room of carpet clean for just $49 a room. Zero Res cleaned my carpets last year, and they still look brand new, feel softer, and smell fresh today. What I really love about Zero Res is how easy it is. They bring all the equipment needed, including the water, and carpets dry in just a few hours with zero residue, no spots or odors left behind. A Zero Res clean doesn't use any chemicals. It's odorless, so it's really great for allergy sufferers. Trust me, no one cleans like Zero Res can. It's amazing. If you haven't done it yet, pick up the phone and call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL New Year's special, each room of carpet clean for just $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Again, 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Everything we do makes a difference at Longfence.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southeast Southwest Freeway. Boy, the brakes are on here. Initially, the first crash had been near the 3rd Street Tunnel, westbound side of the freeway, giving us the delays not only off the 11th Street Bridge, but especially from 295 North, which we're back to the Beltway. So this takes you up onto the 11th Street Bridge, onto the freeway. But now, that crash near the 3rd Street Tunnel, that had been over to the shoulder, but delays extend to the stalled car on the outbound side of the 14th Street Bridge. So that is a major delay for everyone heading through that stretch. For northbound 395, the volume and landmark, again, Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge span. In case you missed it, Clara Barton Parkway shut down between Glen Echo Turnaround, the Puchunda MacArthur Boulevard, and shut down at the Chain Bridge. Now, each direction closed because of emergency road repairs. Now, crews say it looks like this will go through tomorrow morning's rush hour. The more they get into this, they can see the potholes and the rough road surface. They say it's going to take a while to make this road safe for everybody to travel. But boy, do we have a mess on our hands here. Everyone coming in on the Clara Barton Parkway, on MacArthur Boulevard. Watch for delays onto the George Washington Parkway, River Road as well for some alternates for you. Out to Annapolis, big problem still. Completely shut down is 50 coming inbound 50. That's closed at Route 2 with accident investigation. A pedestrian was struck, of all places, on Route 50. The striking vehicle stayed there at the scene, so they're still doing the investigation. But if you're trying to come across the Bay Bridge, nobody's moving, and then you're being sent over toward a Cape St. Clair Road, College Parkway, and that entire corridor. If you can avoid for quite some time, it's going to be a mess. Better news, though, in Wheaton, George Avenue, finally, after a long-standing crash, lanes have been reopened southbound George Avenue at Randolph Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We see a few clouds around this morning with sunshine this afternoon. Becoming mostly cloudy for a time, 47 with a west-northwesterly breeze. Colder night tonight, 30, suburbs colder. Sunshine on Thursday, 45. Plenty of sunshine, low 50s returning by Friday. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 37 in Burke, 38 in La Plata, 44 in Washington. AT&T is calling on Congress to pass a net neutrality bill. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. Hey, coming up this hour at 8:15, we'll be joined by Hogan Gidley. He's the White House Deputy Press Secretary. And at 8:35 from the Daily Caller, it's Chuck Ross. We'll get the latest on the FBI texts, the memo, and a whole lot more. I'm Mary Welter, and I'm here with Vince Colonies.
All right, some updates for you on the immigration debate. Remember, the government shutdown happened, and then it was over, and that's all related to getting amnesty for DACA recipients, or dreamers, as the Democrats like to say. Those numbers are wildly different. Remember, DACA recipients number into 690,000. Dreamers are about 3.6 million people, given estimates. And two wildly different things, but used interchangeably by Democrats here. And now, you know, I'm seeing this report from ABC. On their first day back at work since voting to reopen the federal government, senators spent the day regrouping on immigration reform, trying to figure out what the next steps are. You had Joe Manchin and Doug Jones, the new senator from Alabama, head over to the White House yesterday for negotiations with President Trump. President Trump trying to get some of the more moderate Democratic senators in the room to see if he can't turn a couple of them potentially in the direction of what his goals are. And remember what the White House's goals have been. There's a four-part goal to here. They're kind of general items, which is he wants border security. They want an end to chain migration. They want an end to the diversity visa lottery. And all of that in exchange for protections for DACA recipients, those people who are average age 24 who received protections from the Obama administration by executive order in order to keep them in the United States without any punishment for that, for the fact that they were brought in illegally by their parents. So that this is kind of where Congress is. And it's not clear, by the way, that anyone's coming to any sort of clear agreements at this hour. That's because, you know, you had the Graham-Durbin bill or offer, which came before the president of the United States and sort of blew up everything. That's when he dropped his famous curse words in the Oval Office, whatever they may have consisted of. Don't worry. You don't have to focus on the dump button, Mike. Mike looked at me like he's about to say it. He's going to say it.
Mike Sears perfect.
I've got to stop him. No, I'm not going to say it. Not going to say it. And meanwhile, that fell apart, and Lindsey Graham has been attacking the White House and its staff since that time. And then there's the Goodlatte bill. This is that bill that's running through the House of Representatives, which has all of these priorities plus E-Verify built into it. And it's a strong immigration bill. It's got a couple hundred House Republicans supporting it, but not a clear sign yet that Speaker Ryan is going to give it the vote it deserves. I hope so. And that could be one of the questions we asked this morning of Hogan Gidley of the White House, whether or not the White House wants to see Speaker Ryan give the Goodlatte bill a vote.
And that bill also, as you said, has E-Verify, but it also has punishments for sanctuary cities, tighter asylum standards, and significant cuts to legal immigration levels. So
it sounds like a great starting point.
Yeah. Well, the problem is I think it's just never going to make it through the Senate. Here's a question I have, and maybe Hogan Gidley can answer this for us. If these DACA children who are now 20 in their 20s were brought here by their parents through no fault of their own, and we give them legal status, not citizenship, what about the parents who are still here illegally and obviously ostensibly working? Right? They're working. Right? Because I don't think they're getting freebies, so they're working. So what do we do with the parents who are here illegally now?
Well, Graham-Durbin attempted to address that. They wanted to keep them in the country.
Of course.
They weren't illegalized.
Let's reward them for breaking the law. The reason that the parents do this is because up until now, they've known that it's always been a sure bet that the kids will get legal status and then that they can bring the parents here and then the parents can stay. So let's reward the parents for breaking the law.
In case you're wondering, the White House has called that bill dead on arrival. And dishonest as well. Hogan, in fact, calling it dishonest the other day, the senators who were involved here, about what it was and what it meant. So, you know, this immigration battle is not over. This is the most heated time, though. In advance of that March 5th deadline on DACA, but especially with that continuing resolution lasting just 3 weeks, Democrats claim, by the way, that they won't shut the government down again over DACA. This is news overnight. Senate Democrats say there's no appetite in their caucus for forcing another government shutdown if Republicans refuse to agree to an immigration deal by that March 5th deadline. Democratic senators who are mauling presidential bids in 2020 haven't yet entirely backed away from the shutdown threats. By the way, they all voted to keep the government shut down when given the option this week.
Well,
so there's that. But it looks like Democrats are a little bit stung by the experience of having received the blame here for trying to go with illegal immigrants over American citizens.
Come on, it was a Trump shutdown, and they're just too tired of all the winning.
Yeah,
that's why they're not going to do it. You know.
Well, they got momentum, according to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, out of it. The possibility of momentum or something.
And you can't have. They just don't want too much of it. They want they want it to be fair, so they're not going to shut the government down again. Which, all right, it's a smart thing because you're 100% right, and the president was 100% right, and so were all the Republicans who said this. The majority of Americans, polls will show you over and over again, they did not approve of having the government shut down in order to benefit people who are here illegally. They just didn't want it, didn't play with either side, didn't like it.
Right.
And I think the Democrats clearly misjudged the appetite for that.
Well, I don't really understand. I mean, the president has a royal flush in his hand right now. It seems like he's got all the leverage on this immigration debate. He's already said that he wants to keep DACA recipients in the country. So what do Democrats want that they're not getting currently offered? really what they want is for the Republicans not to pass constrictions to legal immigration. With Mark, what we were talking about earlier and what we kind of, as we've been talking about this issue, the trick here is, and you go back to that Center for American Progress memo, Democrats realize that there's an electoral upside, of course, to bringing immigrants into the United States. That if you continue to keep on bringing immigrants, those who are going to be sympathetic to the Democratic Party and likely to vote for them, then through getting a visa, then after 5 years of having it, and then applying for citizenship, and through chain migration, you can keep it all self-sustaining, and it builds the future for the Democratic Party. It builds a base. That is a cynical political goal that's available if you don't constrict legal immigration. So that's why they're fighting so hard against all of these asks that Republicans are making to try and not only keep our illegal immigration system from going upside down, but also fixing our legal immigration system to the benefit of the country.
We'll find out more of that. We've got Hogan Gidley coming up next, and we'll have a lot of questions for him, so we'll get some answers. It's 8:15. It's time for WMAL Traffic and Weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Accident investigation is ongoing in Annapolis area with a complete closure of Route 50. This is huge. 50 coming off the Bay Bridge at a standstill. Everyone diverted over toward Abbeydale Drive, College Parkway, Cape St. Clair Road. And I'm seeing just traffic on all of those roadways still at a standstill as well. Coming out of Annapolis, Route 179 St. Margaret's Road, trying to get up and off of 50, also just at a crawl. So that's going to be a while as investigation is ongoing. A pedestrian was struck. A medevac helicopter has come and gone. Now, if you're heading through Annapolis and going outbound toward the Bay Bridge, your lanes are open and no delay on the outbound side. So that part has eased out. 270, no major drama, but out of Clarksburg, Germantown, Rockville with the heavy delays. Through Bethesda, outer loop joined toward River Road, had a broken down that was moved to the shoulder in the Wheaton area. If you heard me talk about this crash, it's now gone. George Avenue at Randolph Road intersection has been reopened. The Southeast Southwest Freeway, another area struggling this morning. The earlier accident at 3rd Street Tunnel cleared, but now the broken down car in the outbound 14th Street Bridge gives us a massive backup coming off of 295 onto the freeway and into Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a mix of clouds and sun with a high of 47. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 30, and then tomorrow, sunny with a high near 45. Currently in our nation's capital, 44 degrees at 8:16 on WMAL.
Bring your family to trek through time and see amazing realistic dinosaurs and dragons and discover the dinosaurs' time trek this Friday through Sunday at the DC Armory. Tickets now at discoverthedinosaurs.com for this brand new family experience.
All right, joining us now, Hogan Gidley, the White House Deputy Press Secretary. Hogan, good morning. Thanks for joining Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Nice to have you, sir. So let's jump right into the topic we were just talking about, which is immigration. We know that the Goodlatte bill exists in the House of Representatives. It's the tougher of the available immigration bills. Will the White House push to have Speaker Ryan give that a floor vote?
We're not going to push anybody at this moment for a vote. I mean, the president's been very clear about what he wants in any piece of legislation, and there are particular pieces of the Goodlatte bill that the White House would support. But, I mean, the president, everyone saw the 55-minute bipartisan bicameral meeting the president had in the cabinet room with cameras. And out of that conversation, they went into a closed-door meeting, and coming out of that conversation, we narrowed the scope of what we're looking for on immigration into four main areas. And this is a national security issue. It's an immigration at large issue. And the four main areas were very clear and very defined. And it was border security with a wall, ending of extended chain migration, ending of the visa lottery system, and then a lasting solution to the DACA issue in this country. And so we expect that the House and the Senate will come together at some point and do what's right for the American people, because that's what the president is standing up for here. And you saw that clearly and defined with the government shutdown, the Schumer shutdown, when the Democrats just decided, for whatever reason, it's still inexplicable, to shut down the government and protect and go to the wall for, no pun intended, but I'd say go to the mat for hundreds of thousands of people who are here unlawfully and illegally, as opposed to hundreds of millions of American citizens.
How involved is the president in these day-to-day negotiations with Republicans, or is he just allowing them to do their thing and come up with a bill on their own?
No, I mean, look, this is obviously a congressional issue. They have to fix the legislation. It wasn't done for, you know, for the better part of 40 years, and the responsibility falls to Congress. But that being said, the president is completely engaged in all of this. I mean, you saw pictures over the weekend with him on the phone. We were all in a staff meeting. That picture got put out as well. The president came in and talked to us all about messaging on the topic and standing firm and giving us some strategy tips as well. He's spoken to several members, obviously, of the House and the Senate. We've asked people to come to the White House, not to mention the fact, even during the shutdown, he spoke to all of the relevant cabinet secretaries to try and make sure that the military would feel the least amount of pain possible, to make sure that the 8.9 million vulnerable, impoverished children in this country would have the least amount of pain possible, because their funding for their health insurance program was in jeopardy. So right. The president is completely engaged, and make no mistake about it, you know, we serve at the pleasure of the president. What we do is we try and implement what the president's plan, what the president's strategy is on these topics and these major issues of the day, and he runs the show.
Real quickly, is Lindsey Graham still welcome at the negotiating table? He's been attacking White House staffers and also suggesting to Democrats how they can get leverage over Republicans in this immigration debate to pass an amnesty.
Well, anyone who wants to solve the issue for the American people obviously is welcome to welcome into the conversation. But let's be clear, I'm moved to Washington D.C. from South Carolina. Senator Graham was my senator for a long time. I've known him well for a while, and I know his issues pretty well too. And I just want to be clear for your listeners: the Graham-Durbin bill was a joke. It wasn't serious. And as it begins to be leaked out and people get to see what was actually in that piece of legislation, first of all, the notion that Senator Graham and Senator Durbin would have to come together to come up with a plan, that they would have to give a little to get a little and compromise, is just not true. They are in lockstep on immigration with open borders and amnesty. That's what they want. But real quickly, if I may.
Sure.
The four platforms I laid out, from the border wall to ending chain migration, ending visa lottery, and also a lasting solution to DACA, the Graham-Durbin bill did none of those things.
Right.
It absolutely increased illegal immigration and the incentive to get here. It increased chain migration. And what it did was it granted amnesty to basically 8 million people. And you say, how do you get the number? Well, Migration Policy Institute put out a study that said between DACA and Dreamers, there are about 3.25 million people in this country that fit that category. Not only did Graham-Durbin give them amnesty, make them citizens, but it also allowed their parents to be citizens for 3 years, had them visas. And then on top of that, it allowed those people, the very parents who they're giving citizenship to, who brought the kids here illegally in the first place, it allowed the kids to openly work the chain migration system and bring in aunts and uncles and cousins and third cousins. And so it exponentially increased the amount of immigrants into this country. And
yes.
One more thing, it did not fund the border wall. It offered the president less than one-tenth of what he wanted, what DHS, said that this country needs to build a wall. Not what it wants, but what it needs.
Hogan, it's
completely a non-starter.
On a different issue real quick, we got the Congress considering the House Intel Committee is going to take up a vote soon on whether or not it's going to release that FISA memo that supposedly demonstrates abuses by the Obama administration Justice Department against American citizens. Will the president approve that because he's a part of this process?
Well, actually, the way we understand it via several legal minds is that we don't have to approve it. It's in the House. They have the right to declassify the document. And so I think the country is waiting to see what they do. But I will say the president has been for transparency. He wants people to see all the process we've maintained and all of the alleged allegations against us, that it's nonsense. There's never been collusion. Obviously, the evidence proves that. But the president has also made the comment that he is in full support of the rank-and-file members over at the FBI, but it's clear that there are some things that are troubling and worrisome when the folks high up in the department, the bureau, rather, are clearly biased against this president. And they were the ones conducting the Hillary Clinton investigation. There are a lot of things that need to be answered for, but I have confidence that we'll see full transparency.
We only have 30 seconds here. I want to ask you real quickly about the Iran deal, because yesterday Mike Pence called it a disaster, warning of U.S. withdrawal. Will the Iran deal depend in any way on the president's negotiations while he's in Davos?
I don't believe that's a topic of conversation over there. This is about America being back economically. We're going to show the world that America is open for business.
Yep.
While it is America's first policy that the president will be pushing, it's not America alone. When America is obviously strong economically, the world is strong economically. So it's important to note that under the Obama administration, they said 2%, 1.9% was the new norm. Here we are a year into the presidency, and
things Donald are looking Trump good.
No, you're, yeah, 3.3%.
Totally right.
Amazing.
Hogan Gidley, Deputy White House Deputy Press Secretary, thank you very much. Really appreciate you stopping by Mornings on the Mall. Look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Have a great day, guys. Thanks so much for the time.
8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by Heal.com. On the Southeast Southwest Freeway, if you're wondering, what is going on? Barely moving here, 295 as you come off of the Beltway, heading past the Naval Research Lab. This goes up onto the 11th Street Bridge, westbound freeway, and to the 14th Street Bridge. That's the focal point of the delays now. That's a huge backup. So heading into Virginia, across the bridge span with the broken down, still have one lane blocked. Initially, it was the crash at the 3rd Street Tunnel, which was cleared to the shoulder. So two things on the freeway and to the 14th Street Bridge puts us in major delays. Also, coming 295 North, a lot of commuters thinking, you know what, I'm going to bail out onto South Capitol Street over the Douglas Bridge. A lot of you are doing that, so that picks up a lot of delays as well. Howard Road, slow. Suitland Parkway, heavy to get onto 295. Also, another very difficult morning we've been having, and it looks like through the day and possibly into tomorrow morning's rush hour, we have a closure at the Clara Barton Parkway for emergency road repairs. Clara Barton Parkway closed between the Glen Echo turnaround and the Chain Bridge. You cannot use that in either direction. So coming inbound, that puts you up onto MacArthur Boulevard. Watch for big delays there. Other major problem this morning has been out in Annapolis with accident investigation continuing on Maryland's 50. As you come up to Route 2, Ritchie Highway, accident investigation now allowing the shoulder again to get by, but it's only the shoulder, and we have traffic on the Bay Bridge just at a standstill trying to head in on 50. And then all the roads as you try to get off of the Bay Bridge, St. Margaret's Road, Baydale Drive, College Parkway, Cape St. Clair Road, get the idea, all bunched up. Need a flu shot? Well, get yours at home today with Heal.com, covered by insurance, just $30 if not. Medical doctors on demand every day. Heal, H-E-A-L.com. Heal.com, now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We will replace 68 and a touch of rain yesterday with about 47 today, with sunshine in the morning and a few clouds mixing in at times. By this afternoon, becoming mostly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 44 degrees at 8:27 on WMAL.
It's a new year, so you've got a fresh start in making life less stressful. Start with parking. This year, don't park, Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, you can get everywhere you need to go on time and without breaking the bank. Simply download the Spot Hero app, then search for a spot near your destination. Spot Hero will show you tons of options and let you reserve and pay in advance. No more driving around just hoping and praying to find parking. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
All right, now is the best time to replace your windows. And you're probably saying, why? Why is now the best time? Well, let me tell you, because of Thompson Creek's incredible winter window sale. You'll get $200 off every window, plus no money down, zero interest financing until August of 2019. That's literally other people's money. That's fantastic. And take advantage of this incredible offer. Now, you literally feel the difference with Thompson Creek windows. Why? Because if you have inefficient windows, if your windows are not built for our area and our environment here, you're going to be losing heat right out your windows. You feel your windows on a cold day, they're cold. That's why you're bundled up inside the house with a blanket. So they're going to help you lower your heating bills, which saves you money, because Thompson Creek Designs, they build and they install those replacement windows direct from their local factory, built specifically for your home. That eliminates the middleman markup, so they're totally accountable to you. That is so wonderful, because literally you have a problem, one phone call. That's it, one phone call. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Do it before this incredible offer is gone. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details.
It's a brand new year, and you've made your New Year's resolutions, haven't you? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Millions of people make resolutions, but most don't stick with them. Give yourself an edge and call us at Edelman Financial Services. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people just like you set goals and create a plan to achieve them. Whether you want a plan for retirement, save for college, buy a second home, or whatever. Take advantage of the new year. You've been wanting to get your personal finances in order, and now's your chance. 35,000 families around the country have turned to Edelman Financial Services for financial planning and investment management. Come see why they've made that choice. We have a local office convenient for you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Sean White, double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, the Kalen Schifrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
Coming up on WMAL, well, we're going to be joined by Chuck Ross from the Daily Caller. He'll have the latest on the FBI texts that have been revealed, and will they release the memo? It's 8:30. WMAL News is now.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Could President Trump and Robert Mueller be having a face-to-face meeting soon?
Special Counsel Robert Mueller expressing interest in questioning President Trump about his decision to fire former FBI Director James Comey and former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, according to sources.
We're going to be fully cooperative with the Special Counsel, but we're also not going to comment on who may or may not or could be interviewed at any point. But we're going to continue to be fully cooperative with the process.
A source close to Jeff Sessions tells CNN Mueller questioned the attorney general for hours last Wednesday.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. If you have symptoms of the flu and you show up at one of Montgomery County's six hospitals to visit someone, County Health Department spokeswoman Mary Anderson says you may now be turned away. And if you come to the hospital to get treatment for yourself,
you think you might have the flu, you're visiting the emergency room, you will likely be asked to wear a mask so that you're not spreading what may be the flu to other people waiting, say, in the emergency room.
Those new measures are an effort to stem the rapid spread of this especially nasty strain of the flu that's going around. The Virginia Senate has passed a bill to allow guns in churches. The measure would repeal a state law that prohibits weapons in a place of worship during a religious service. Former Charles County Teachers aide Carlos D'Angelo Bell has now pleaded guilty to several federal charges. The 30-year-old admitted enticing children to perform sexually explicit acts in order to produce child pornography. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 26,211. The NASDAQ at 74.60. Sports sponsored by Park Mobile. UVA runs its winning streak to 11 with a victory over Clemson. Caps and Wizards both idle. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Did you know the average person spends 20 minutes looking for a parking spot? That's why you need the Park Mobile app. Park Mobile lets you easily pay for on-street parking or reserve spots in garages and stadiums. With over 40,000 spots in the D.C. metro area, Park Mobile is a smarter way to park.
At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get a Samsung 85-inch 4K TV for just $29.99. Whoa, an 85-inch Samsung 4K for just $29.99? That's big. Or get a curved Samsung 65-inch 4K TV for just $9.99.
Now that's a great price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Want a new home theater to watch the big games? We've got that comfy cinema seating and an amazing selection of home theater furniture you've always wanted.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Big game savings start now only at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. If you need a new roof, then there's no better time to call. Help me keep my crews busy, and I'll help you save huge with Valor's biggest sale of the year. Now through January 31st, with Valor's winter sale, I'll replace your roof for only $89 a month, up to 2,000 square feet. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high-definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go toward a Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent veteran roof recipient, retired Major Randy Short of the United States Army, and hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
Isn't 2018 the year to finally have LASIK? You can now have your reading vision corrected also with the Raindrop procedure. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor letting you know that that's what I did last year to improve my life, and now it's your turn. Dr. Witness performed more Raindrop procedures than any surgeon in the country. He's now been named a Raindrop Center of Excellence. Already had LASIK or cataract surgery? That's okay. You can still have Raindrop to correct your reading vision. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Witten and Dr. Shilpa Rose. Call 301-825-5755 or book online at wittenlasereye.com, where you'll see the difference.
Long Fence is starting the new year off on a high note with the lowest prices of the year on fences, decks, and pavers. So why not make a resolution to take advantage? It's only for a limited time, so don't wait until next holiday season. Go to longfence.com today for a free estimate, and financing is available for qualified buyers. It's the lowest prices of the year. Happy new fence from Long Fence.
Everything we do makes a difference.
35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Major delays for this rush hour. Let's begin Maryland on 50. Accident investigation continues. So if you're coming 50, commuters heading inbound, westbound, right as you come up to Route 2, Ritchie Highway, accident investigation ongoing. A pedestrian was struck, had a medevac helicopter that had come to the scene of the crash. That's now gone. Released the outbound lanes of 50. Now inbound, they're now again allowing the right shoulder only to get by. But this is really not even moving traffic that comes off of the Bay Bridge. Delays begin before you get onto the bridge span. So once you get across the bridge and all the arteries in that area, College Parkway, Baydell Drive, watch for Cape St. Clair Road, all just to be at a standstill for some time until they can get more of this traffic released on 50. I'll keep you posted. Also, major delays because of a closure with emergency road repairs on the Clara Barton Parkway, shut down between the Glen Echo turnaround and the Chain Bridge. That's closed each direction. They say ongoing road repairs could go through tomorrow with some major pothole repairs and the rough surface that they're trying to make safe for everyone's commute there. Now, let's go in through town. Southeast Southwest Freeway, your delays from the Beltway. So, yes, if you're heading over toward the Wilson Bridge and in that area, 295 jam solid. Heading into Virginia, the incident on the outbound 14th Street Bridge. So that all connects freeway off of the 11th Street Bridge onto the outbound side of the 14th Street Bridge due to this latest problem with the broken down. No problems to report through Annandale Tyson's on the Beltway, but definitely below speed and heavy rush hour around the region for the rest as well. If you're thinking about taking 66 inside the Beltway, the express lanes right now clocking that toll at $46.75 from the Beltway to the District Line and getting over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Now that some commuters are thinking that as an option as avoiding the Clara Barton Parkway closure. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little high cloud with blue sky this morning. This afternoon, cooler temperatures made the upper 60s yesterday. Today, upper 40s. Now we break up the clouds a bit tonight. Fall to 30 outside the Beltway, 20s. Sunny tomorrow, 45. More sunshine on Friday. Highs in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Alexandria, 42 in Silver Spring, 44 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Joining us right now, Chuck Ross, reporter from the Daily Caller. Chuck, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Hi, Mary. Thank you.
Let's talk about these texts from the FBI. We find out more and more every day. We now found out that Peter Strzok apparently had some concern about joining the Mueller investigation. This text sent 2 days after the Mueller investigation was launched. Why did he have concerns about joining the team?
Well,
sort of add a little bit of context. These texts were released to Congress over the weekend, and it's about 300, almost 400 pages worth of text messages. And so Senator Ron Johnson on the Homeland Security Committee in the Senate, he released a page of copy from May 19th of last year, and this is 2 days after Special Counsel Robert Mueller was appointed. And so it appears from these texts from between Strzok and his mistress Lisa Page that they're discussing whether or not to join Mueller's team. There's a lot of chatter between them about their, I guess, their career trajectory, how joining the Mueller team will aid or hurt their career, I guess. And so they end up talking about, I guess, some of the drawbacks, and it appears that one of the drawbacks they centered in on was that perhaps there was nothing to the actual investigation, the Trump investigation. To quote from them, and one of them, Strzok says, "I hesitate in part," and we assume he hesitates to join the team, "in part, quote, because of my gut sense and concern, there's no big bear there." And so as Johnson said yesterday, Senator Johnson, he called this, you know, a jaw-dropping revelation. If it is what it seems, you know, this is pretty significant to indicate that they were hesitant to join the team because of the likelihood that there would be nothing to come from the Russia investigation.
I've seen Democrats in the last 24 hours try and make the case that this is just a distraction from the Mueller investigation, that this is just an attempt by Republicans to undermine a responsible investigation. Are you concerned as you sort of read through all of this?
You know, that is exactly what Democrats seem to be doing. They're kind of all over the place on this action. They haven't really formed a cohesive response, but they seem to want to attack the release of these text messages. They're saying it's a diversion from the actual issue of the Russia investigation. They say that, you know, they're almost doing what the Trump White House has done to some of the advisors who've been caught up in that whole Russia mess. They're downplaying Strzok's importance to the Russia investigation. They call him, you know, an FBI agent when in fact he was actually the number two counterintelligence official at the FBI. He started the Russia investigation back in July 2016. He was a top investigator on the Clinton probe. So this guy's a very high-level official making decisions day in and day out on both of those investigations. And so, you know, his candid thoughts with his mistress probably would shed a lot of light on what he actually thinks about what was going on at the time. But Democrats are kind of starting to say that, you know, this is all a big distraction, that these messages are being released and harped on because of in order to keep the focus off of the Russian investigation.
You know, you mentioned that he's like the second top counterintelligence official. It makes him a very big fish in the law enforcement community. And I'm really struck as we read through all of these text messages how a guy with that much knowledge of the way that our law enforcement agencies can rifle through our communications would communicate so candidly and recklessly on a government device. Doesn't that strike you as strange?
It's one of the stranger pieces of all of this, and we haven't actually really focused in on that much because of all the crazy stuff in the text themselves. But I mean, here we have two people, top government officials. They're very familiar with, as you say, communications and how those can be used in investigations and whatnot. And they're talking on FBI-issued mobile devices. They're Samsung phones. And it's just, I haven't even begun to think what was going through their mind that they thought that would be okay. I guess maybe they just... I don't know. Maybe they didn't think anything would come of some of these investigations to where there would need to be some sort of oversight on how they operated. But that's what ended up happening, and it's coming back to bite them, it looks like.
Yeah, last night, Senator Ron Johnson was on with Brett Baer and talked about off-site meetings of the Justice Department, and they got this information from an informant. So now we have someone who's come forward. Do you see more informants coming forward? Now that one has, are we going to start to see more?
It's very possible. That was a very interesting revelation last night about an informant. There actually has been, last month, Fox News reported on, and this didn't get much pickup, but it was interesting. Fox News reported after the revelation of some of the Strutt texts and about him being why he was removed from the Mueller team.
Yep.
They revealed that someone had gone to, I believe, the House Intelligence Committee and talked to them, about someone maybe perhaps in the FBI, and talked to them about Strzok's activities during the investigation. Now he kind of maybe tried to hamstring some of the oversight into the dossier and whatnot. And yeah, we haven't received more details of that.
Chuck, we have to hit a break here, but we're going to keep you here because I know you've got a lot more insight into this case. Stay with us here, 844 on WMIL.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
You know, my dentist recently told me that he was retiring. So you know what I did? I had to shop for a new dentist, something I didn't want to do. But I met the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob. They made me feel so comfortable that I didn't worry about going to the dentist anymore. They reassured me all my fears, my anxiety, perfectly normal. Didn't feel judged at all. Compassionate, caring dentist. They get it. They put you in control of your appointment. So they set everything out for you, tell you everything that they're going to do, and they take great, phenomenal care of you. And also, they'll help you. If you have anxiety, they can give you a little something to take before you come to your appointment. Or if you want to sleep through it and get everything done in one shot, you can do that too. So take my advice and call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It's the first step for your dental health to improve. Take care of that nagging tooth pain. Have a beautiful smile. Call Rocky now, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
8:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Change, change, change for the better here. Maryland commuters heading through and into Annapolis, but it's going to be quite some time to clear out the delays. All lanes have just been reopened. I'm watching all this activity with the accident investigation and the traffic cameras here on inbound 50, westbound 50 at Route 2 Ritchie Highway. Again, all traffic just released just seconds ago. You still see a lot of activity on the exit ramps and over to the shoulders as well. But the damage is already done as far as the delays. This has been going on since about 6:30. So coming across the Bay Bridge at a standstill, and then all the arteries here on that side of the bridge, Cape St. Clair Road, College Parkway, Baydale Drive, St. Margaret's Road. You get the idea. It's going to take a while to clear out, but the lane's open. Now heading outbound side 50, the medevac helicopter has left for some time now, and those outbound delays have been reopened with the outbound lanes with no longer any backups. Heading through town, DC 295 northbound, right as you come off the beltway. It is a solid lineup to get to the 11th Street Bridge to the freeway. Two separate accidents causing these big delays. Still waiting for the tow truck to clear the broken down on the outbound 14th Street Bridge. So that's the focal point of those delays. It bunches up the Suitland Parkway, heading inbound on the Douglas Bridge over to South Capitol Street. Commuters taking that as an alternate. We're really testing your patience this morning with this rush hour. Boy, oh boy. On 395 solid through Landmark, 270. I don't have any incidents to report, but still with a lot of the rush hour volume continues. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a bad looking Wednesday morning. A little cloud around, a little eye sunshine. We'll see clouds come in as we get into the afternoon. And cooler temperatures. Not moving much from this morning, but cooler than yesterday. 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 44 degrees at 847 on WMAL. We're joined right now by Chuck Ross. He's with the Daily Caller. Chuck, let's talk about the memo, the infamous memo, released the memo that was really big news last week and kind of getting pushed to the side with everything else that's come out. You've got Paul Gosar, who is out talking a little bit more freely about this, talking about the weaponization of the DOJ, and says that this memo names names. Democrats don't want this released. Can the Democrats keep this from being released?
I don't believe they can at this point, unless they mount a really good media campaign to push back against it. It's basically all on the Republican House Intelligence Committee members and on President Trump. It's up to them. I guess what may happen relatively soon is a vote on the House Intelligence Committee If they agree to the public release of it, then it would go to the White House, and President Trump would have, I believe, 5 days to say yes or no, whether or not it should be released. And yesterday, the White House indicated that they would approve it. And the House Intel Committee is majority 13 members, 13 Republicans and 9 Democrats. So if they form a bloc, it's going to go through. So unless the Democrats are saying that they're starting to say that, you know, this is classified intelligence, that it's also political gamesmanship and it shouldn't be released, but it doesn't look like that campaign is going to work.
A lot has been made of the potential abuses of the FISA system. You know, Devin Nunes has been tracking this for a while. We remember Susan Rice, the notion that people were being unmasked wrongfully. Mike's giving me the we must go. So, Chuck Ross, I just want to thank you. There's a lot to this story, as you can tell, and we really appreciate you unwinding it for us. We'll have you back again soon to do that again.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. We've got to go.
849 on WMAL.
Dave Snell for Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Can your furnace limp through another winter, churning and burning and chugging to keep up? What do you think the odds are? Let me up the ante. What if we hit a really tough stretch, a cold spell like we get from time to time? Sounds pretty risky, right? Now, what if I told you you didn't have to gamble this year and that you can get a brand new furnace, high efficiency, with a lifetime guarantee? All that for as low as $89 a month. It's a true lifetime replacement guarantee, which means if the heat exchanger goes out, we'll replace the entire furnace at no charge, including installation. Hi, this is Dave Snell for the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air, and this will be the last furnace you'll ever have to buy for your home. True peace of mind with a brand new high-efficiency furnace with a lifetime guarantee as low as $89 per month.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
What's a better predictor of heart disease than obesity? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. You may not believe this, but the answer seems to be male pattern baldness and premature graying. That's according to a new study of men under age 40 in India. Obesity was associated with a 4 times greater risk of coronary artery disease. Male pattern baldness, about a 5.5 times greater risk. Premature graying, about a 5 times greater risk. It is possible, the researchers say, that these factors may be markers of biological age. That's how old your body is versus your chronological age, how old you actually are. The study only looked at Indian men, so the findings still need to be tested in other races. And while you can work to lose weight, there's not much you can do about your hair. So focus on the things you can control. Diet, exercise, managing your stress, and of course, never smoking. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Powers of Today presents Ms. Zero. Ms. Zero, can you fly like a bird?
No.
Read minds?
No.
Shoot lasers from your fingertips?
Nope. My superpower is a 0% APR credit card.
Impossible!
Not really. With my Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards card, I get 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Why, it's like magic!
Well, actually, it's more like math.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees. And earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
We all know the best time to buy something is in the off-season. Well, in the roofing industry, our off-season is winter, and January is the slowest month of the year. Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Well, January isn't the best time of year to be a roofing contractor. It's a great time to be a roofing customer. This spring, we're going to be slammed, but I have to keep my installers busy in the winter, too. So if you call and schedule a free estimate right now, we're going to give you 50% off the price of material. Plus, no interest, no payments until 2019. We've installed over 30,000 roofs in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials, and no interest, no payments till 2019.
8:55 Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day.
You too, and everyone, once you get into the office too. I know a lot of people still hung up with this rush hour. Update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Couple of the problems still and will be through the day. The road closure because of emergency road repairs of Clara Barton Parkway shut down each direction between the Glen Echo turnaround and the Chain Bridge. So if you're coming out of town, just to note, Canal Road, it looks like that'll be closed still to get onto the outbound side of Clara Barton Parkway for the afternoon rush hour. Inbound, you're sent over to MacArthur Boulevard with big delays there for not just MacArthur Boulevard, but coming off the Beltway and Cabin John Parkway as well. So you need to factor that in. 66, if you're thinking of using those express lanes inside the Beltway, I'm refreshing the current toll from the Beltway to DC, and that is $38.75 if you're taking 66 eastbound and you're not HOV with the responder there with the HOVs. Let's take you on to 395 across the 14th Street Bridge slow. It's outbound with the broken down on the 14th Street Bridge with big delays on 295. And in Annapolis, trying to recover. It'll be some time, but lanes now open on 50, heading inbound at Route 2 Ritchie Highway due to the earlier serious crash and investigation. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery, free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now at 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We will replace 68 and a touch of rain yesterday with about 47 today, with sunshine in the morning and a few clouds mixing in at times. By this afternoon, becoming mostly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 44 degrees at 856 on WMAL.
If you follow the automotive news, you know much of the talk is about mobility. And you also know that Michigan is where all the big ideas are coming from. Michigan is the epicenter for innovation, technology, and testing in mobility. Home to more than 75% of the nation's R&D spending and North America's only real-world testing facilities that allow research under all road and weather conditions. Learn more about how Michigan is changing the face of transportation at planetm.com.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rugs.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
They've been there for early morning practices, stayed open for late night dinners, driven an hour each way to show support. They've held fundraisers, potlucks, bake sales, clinics. There are hundreds of Team USA athletes competing in the Olympic Winter Games. And behind each one of them is a hometown cheering them on. You may not have heard the names of U.S. Olympic athletes Jesse Diggins and Alana Myers Taylor, but Afton, Minnesota, and Douglasville, Georgia sure have. They've watched them go from stumbling toddlers to Team USA athletes, from the Afton Alps to the mountains of Korea, from the local ice rink to the world stage. That's why with NBC's unparalleled storytelling and Xfinity's unique viewing experience, Comcast is proud to support Team USA and bring the Olympic Winter Games to every hometown in America.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Tomorrow on WMAL, on Mornings on the Mall, we'll continue to track the texts as more and more information comes out from those.
Yeah. And the president is flying off to Davos tonight, so we'll give you an update on how his flight's going.
Yeah, and the reception he receives on the other end with all that global warming.
When you say reception he receives on the other end, hang on just a minute there. Did you see Samsung put out a statement saying, hey, don't blame us. We didn't do it. The FBI did it.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. They're effectively starting from scratch on the immigration issues that led Democrats to force a government shutdown. The Senate Democratic leader has pulled the border wall off the negotiating table.
Late last night, the president reacting on Twitter. Cryin' Chuck Schumer fully understands, especially after his humiliating defeat, that if there is no wall, there is no DACA. DACA is the Dreamers program that Democrats and some Republicans want to see continued via legislation. The immigration issues were at the heart of the government shutdown. Earlier in the day, Senate Minority Leader Schumer claimed again the president walked away from Schumer's offer to let billions be spent on the border wall.
So we're going to have to start on a new basis, and the wall offer is off the table.
It's worth remembering these stances can easily change by February 8th, the next government shutdown deadline. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
The Russia investigation is now potentially zeroing in on the Oval Office.
After months of interviews, the special counsel Robert Mueller is now setting his sights on President Donald Trump himself, and that negotiations are underway between Mueller's team and the president's lawyers after Mueller has expressed interest in sitting down with the president.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. Spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the White House will be, quote, fully cooperative with the special counsel, but she says they won't comment on who may or may not be interviewed. If you're homesick with the flu today, you got a lot of company. This has been an especially rough year for the flu, experts say. Health officials across the Washington region are reporting a surge in flu cases recently, and they say this is a bad strain of it. And as the flu continues to spread, hospitals in one local county are doing something they haven't done in years. Restrict visitors.
Montgomery County's six hospitals have come together to urge people already dealing with flu-like symptoms not to visit a patient.
Because we are seeing a lot of flu activity in the community, and we want to cut down on as many chances of spreading that infection.
Mary Anderson with the county's Department of Health and Human Services also says children under 12, whether they're sick or not, won't be allowed in hospitals as visitors unless it's an urgent situation. And in that case, they'll have to wear a mask. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A bill now advancing in the Virginia General Assembly would allow people to bring guns to church. Current state law forbids weapons in a place of worship during a religious service, but an attorney general's opinion from 2011 said current law does allow Virginians to carry guns in churches subject to a church's permission. Prince William County leaders know the county is probably not a front runner to land Amazon's second headquarters, but that doesn't mean they can't reap some of the benefits.
Should Amazon go with one of the likelier Northern Virginia bids, maybe in Crystal City or out by Dulles Airport, Prince William County won't be left out entirely.
We would see a lot of those employees moving out to Prince
Prince William.
Thanks to the county's relatively cheap housing, says Supervisor Pete Canlin. But even if it doesn't win the grand prize, there may be some leftovers that Prince William has its eye on.
A lot of these large campuses end up growing out other businesses to help support the campus. There'll be other supporting type opportunities that I think Prince William County can help out with.
Canlin says Amazon already knows Prince William. They've partnered with them on a few different sites. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Those California parents accused of imprisoning and torturing their children will be back in court today. Prosecutors are trying to get a protective order to bar David and Louise Turpin from having any kind of contact with their kids. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 26,211. The NASDAQ at 7,460. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider.